Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Authors Audio. I'm your host, Jake D. Steele. Remember, you can listen to all our past interviews in the archive files by going to worldwideweb.authorsaudio.com, and we'd love to see you there. Today, I'm very pleased to have with us one of the most successful modern thriller writers around. I'm talking about Lee Child, who has sold 14 million copies of his novels featuring his protagonist Jack Reacher. Lee was born in 1954 in Coventry and grew up in Birmingham, England. After working briefly in the theater, he joined Granada Television in Manchester as a presentation director. During his tenure there, his company made Brideshead Revisited, The Jewel in the Crown, Prime Suspect, and Cracker. After 18 years in 1995, at the age of 40, he was fired due to corporate restructuring. He's always been a voracious reader, and he decided to see this as an opportunity where others might have seen a crisis, and went out and bought $6 worth of paper and pencils and sat down to write a book. This book, Killing Floor, was the first in the Jack Reacher series. Killing Floor was an immediate success and is part of 12 novels in this series, each featuring Jack Reacher. His latest novel is Nothing to Lose, and I'd like us to give a warm welcome today to Lee Child, talking to us from Detroit, Michigan. Lee, it's a great pleasure to have you. How are you?
It's going fine so far, yeah. It's been tiring, but a lot of fun, a lot of great events, a lot of people showing up, for which I'm always very grateful.
Well, I understand you're going to be in Toronto June, is it the 14th or 15th, in around there?
Sunday and Monday, whatever that
yeah.
is. So I guess that would be, yeah.
Somewhere in there. Well, that's great. You're going to be at two bookstores in Toronto. The interesting part of your story, Lee, as I checked up on your bio and so on, is that you actually came from a television career and did different shows like Brideshead Revisited, The Jewel in the Crown, Prime Suspect, and Cracker. And then in 1995, that all finished up, and at 40 years old, you were out of a job and looking for something to do. And you bought $6 worth of paper and pencils and sat down to write a book.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I wanted to stay inside the world of entertainment. And that was, you know, seemed like a really good idea. And when you are 40 years old, you're more or less kind of halfway through your lifetime of work. Mm-hmm. And so if I didn't do it then, I was never going to do it. So I just gave it a try.
Well, and it turned out to be a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I mean, it really did work from the first book onward, and it's built and built, and it's still going strong.
I'd like to ask you how you started with the idea of having one protagonist in your books, Jack Reacher, and how that sort of developed for you. Was that something that was conscious from the beginning, or did it sort of work its way through?
Well, the idea was to kind of split the difference between series and standalone. I think series are very, very powerful in terms of people get used to them, mm-hmm. and they are looking forward to the next installment in a way which doesn't necessarily happen with a series of standalone novels, because even if the reader begins to identify with the writer, I think there's still a question every year, you know, am I going to like the new book? What's it going to be about? But if you have a series, those questions are answered for you. Mm. On the other hand, a series can become repetitive for both the writer and the reader.
Yes.
You know, there are many, many exponents who do it extremely well, and I wouldn't for a minute suggest that their books aren't great each year. But looking at it from my perspective, I was thinking, you know, I'm hoping here for a career that might be 10 or 15 or 20 books long, and do I really want to be in the situation of starting, say, book 16, and, you know, the same way, the same context that I started all the previous books. So Reacher is just the only repeating character. There are no other repeating characters, and he is not tied to any particular place, and he certainly doesn't have a job, so that the geography can be completely different each time, and what I call the pitch of the story can be completely different every time. It's not always the same kind of thing.
Right, yes. He's sort of the glue that carries through all the books, even though the books themselves are very different in place and character, and also written. Some are written in the first person and some are written in the third person to give that different kind of feel to the writing. Did you always want to be a writer? Was that always in the back of your mind?
A writer per se, no. I mean, I always wanted to be a performer of some kind or an entertainer of some kind. And to do it through the medium of writing, I didn't really consider any more than, you know, any other form of entertainment. It's just what is available at the time. I'm certainly not one of these people that has, you know, uncompleted novels from the age of 7 stashed in their bottom drawer. For me, it's just a way of staying in the game, and, you know, I am enjoying it a lot, and I'm glad I found it eventually. But really, I was probably, you know, 35 years old before I even considered really what a writer was. You know, obviously I'd read thousands of books, but curiously I'd never really considered where they came from.
Mm-hmm. Well, you must have real discipline, because this book here is amazing. It's 400 pages of really intense story. So it's certainly, there's a lot of discipline behind that a lot of people may not realize. So what kind of working schedule do you have for yourself when you're writing?
Well, I start usually at the beginning of September, and I work as many days as I can until it's finished. And obviously, not every day is available, because there's often other stuff to do. And if you don't take a break once in a while, you'll get too burned out. So I start in September and keep going until the book's finished. And this one, I kept a diary for, just to check on progress. And this particular one took 86 working days. But to find those 86 working days, they were spread out over almost 6 months.
Right. And most of your books are written in that manner, right?
Yeah, they are. That's my method. I just start after the summer and then keep going till it's finished.
Yeah. I find it interesting, too, because where do you get your story ideas? Obviously, you haven't, or maybe you have lived these adventures of your protagonists. But where do you find your ideas? How do you get your ideas for these things?
Well, I find that no problem. I mean, I think it's almost the wrong question, where do you get your ideas, because there are ideas everywhere. You know, read the paper today, you'll get 5 ideas. The real issue is which 3 or 4 of them are you going to combine, because I don't think one idea is enough for a story. It needs more than one strand or more than one approach. So you've got to combine a few ideas quite carefully, and in a sense you've got to make the decision which ideas am I going to invest in this year, because you can't write more than one book, really. So, you know, which of many competing ideas are you going to put your effort into this year?
Well, I guess as long as there's fire in the belly, Lee, you're going to continue to write more Jack Reacher books, so that I'm sure your fans are going to be very thrilled about also.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to keep on going as long as people keep on enjoying them. You know, that's the way I think it works, that I will soon realize if they're not doing well any longer, in which case I'll say, well, I had a good run, but that's clearly enough. But we'll keep going until that point happens.
Well, I think it's just an amazing sort of change of events that someone at 40 just can sort of turn that corner and become, and you're very successful at what you do. And I know that my listeners really need to get out there and get your new book, which is called Nothing to Lose. And briefly, what is the general theme of that one?
The theme of that one is it's a sort of lonely rural story. It's an adventure thriller like all of them, but it has It has elements of current affairs in it, in as much as Reacher, being an ex-military man himself, is called upon to basically have an opinion about what's going on currently in the Middle East with the American military over there. So it's, you know, rather than just being a pure invention, it's slightly more of a current affairs book. But, you know, don't let that mislead you. It's the same, you know, fast-paced, tough guy adventure that they all are.
Maybe this will be helpful for people, I don't know, but who are some of the writers that have influenced you in your life?
Oh, if you go way back, I think everybody from you know, Conan Doyle through Alastair MacLean, John D. MacDonald, Robert B. Parker. There's a fine strand of all branches of crime fiction really are interesting, and I think I've been influenced by all of them. Frederick Forsyth, but you know, a bunch of people.
Well, I understand that you do live in the United States, Lee, and also in Europe, and I imagine the different perspectives that people have on all kinds of issues must help you in the development and the differences that you bring into your characters. I imagine that's a help also.
Yeah, and yeah, lots of different influences too, and a kind of detached, it's almost a bird's eye view, because I don't really live anywhere, you know, I live part-time here and there, and it gives me, I'm a permanent outsider, which is actually a pretty nice position to be in, really.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of your protagonist in that way of living,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah.
But listen, Lee, I really want to thank you so much. I know you're so busy with your travels and signings and so on, and I want to thank you so much for being with me today on Authors Audio.
Yeah, no problem at all. It's an absolute pleasure.
And I just want to remind all my listeners that Lee will be in Toronto for two different book signings. One will be Sunday, June the 15th at 6:30 p.m., at the Sleuth of Baker Street Bookstore at 1600 Bayview Avenue in Toronto. So that's Sunday, June the 15th at 6:30 p.m. Also on Monday, June the 16th at 12:30 p.m., he will be at the Indigo Spirit Bookstore. I believe that's part of Chapters Indigo. At the First Canadian Place, Unit SM118. So that's the First Canadian Place, Unit SM118, June the 16th at 12:30 p.m. And I'm sure there's going to be an awful lot of people who want to get in there, and you can bring your own Lee Child books with you. You can also purchase them at the bookstores, and Lee will be glad to sign them for you.
I hope so. It would be nice to see everybody.
Yeah. Well, listen, Lee, you take care, and it's been a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Bye.
Well, that brings us to an end of another Authors Audio program with author Lee Child, the great thriller writer who has written 12 books with his protagonist Jack Reacher, and his latest book is Nothing to Lose. And you have nothing to lose by going to authorsaudio.com and ordering a copy of Lee's book, and I think you will be very impressed. This particular book is 400 pages of pure action, so I think you're going to really enjoy it. Well, until next time, this is Jake D. Steele saying, keep dreaming and happy reading. Bye for now.